There is no doubt about it that Brexit has caused mayhem for companies, particularly on the border regions. And I must say that, you know, particularly with the sterling devaluation, companies on the border regions have been very badly affected. But there is one thing, I mean, I would say about Brexit is we are starting to see some clarity with the government negotiations recently. Now, however, we still have a long road to go. And I think what's going to be very important now going forward in relation to Brexit is the competitiveness of our small businesses. And, you know, that's where we really need to have a strategy going forward for small business.
Do you believe that you have enough influence on the government negotiators and the EU negotiators as they look into the substantive issue of trade, and that, as you say, is going to become more and more a feature of the negotiations in 2018?
Yes, I think what we're doing in the small firms is giving the government real examples of companies and problems that companies are you know, facing in relation to Brexit. But I think what we're really doing on the overall way is looking at how our businesses can be competitive going forward in relation to Brexit. I mean, we are seeing growth in the economy, and that is in the domestic sector. And, you know, in 2018, we're likely to see 4% growth. And that's going to be in the domestic area, which is in small businesses right throughout the country.
You're also calling on the government to bring in other measures over the course of 2018 that, as you say, will help assist competitiveness and help small businesses stay in business and continue making that contribution you refer to.
Yes, so absolutely we are. I mean, and in this strategy for growth, what we're saying is our tax competitiveness in particular is an area that we can have control over, and it's something that we can do for small business and focus on what we can do in the tax area to help small business, such as if we're looking at increasing, say, for employees, even increasing the entry point to the marginal income tax rate, as well as reducing the marginal tax rate below what the OECD average is. You know, we have a very high marginal tax rate here in Ireland compared to the EU. Also, if we look in the whole area of investment in small business, reducing our capital gains tax. We have a tax rate now, a capital gains tax rate of 33%, which is the fourth highest in the OECD. And that really is affecting our competitiveness. It's affecting our investment. And then also for entrepreneurs that do invest in their business, we have a capital gains tax entrepreneurial relief, which was reduced recently to 10%. But the limit of it is 1 million. And if we compare that to what's in the UK, it's 15 million. So again, looking at our tax competitiveness in relation to there. And then finally, I suppose, in that area as well, the equalisation of the earned income tax credit for self-employed. We need to be encouraging small business to set up in this climate. And if we have an earned income tax at the moment, which is 950 for the self-employed against 1650 for those who are in PAYE, we need equalisation on that to really encourage entrepreneurship in Ireland.